Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O fire that fuels the stars and suns, rekindled in our evening flame, your blinding radiance yet is dimmed before the one from whom you came. When out of darkness first you dawned, you ushered in God's gifts untold. On this the eighth unequaled day, you blazed where life lay dead and cold. For Christ our light unquenchable, death sought to master and defy, yet from a dark and empty tomb, life gave definitive reply. The universe will not be shamed, delighting God in endless ways, for neither human sin nor pride can silence its unceasing praise. Amen. Give peace, Adonai, to those who place all their hope in you. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house, and now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of our God. For Israel's law it is, there to praise God's holy name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes, safety within your walls, in every dwelling place peace. For love of my family and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of Adonai, I pray for your good. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Give peace, Adonai, to those who place all their hope in you. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Seek Adonai while God may be found. Call out to Adonai while God is near. Let the scoundrels forsake their ways and the wicked their thoughts. Let them turn to Adonai for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Seek Adonai while our God can be found. Call out with trust while our God is near. Seek Adonai while our God can be found. Call out with trust while our God is near. O Israel, hope in Adonai, both now and forever. Call out with trust while our God is near. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Seek Adonai while our God can be found. Call out with trust while our God is near. Why be envious because I am generous? The first will be last, and the last first. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings, Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Why be envious? Because I am generous. The first will be last, and the last first.
For all those who labor in the vineyards, orchards, fields, and farms, that each may receive a living wage, and the joy of working with Mother Earth to nourish the life of all living things. Love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who search for work, especially those forced by unjust legal and economic systems to leave their native lands in order to provide for their families, love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That today's observance of the autumnal equinox will free us to embrace the tensions between light and darkness, heat and cold, wet and dry, life and death, which manifest the diversity, individuality, and communion of all things in the mystery of God. Love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray, love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and for those who care for them, love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing, love, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of day and God of darkness, the harmony and balance of creation reveal the mystery of your love. Through the change of seasons, you enable Mother Earth to give birth to a wondrous diversity of landscapes and life, winds and weather, creatures and crops. Help us to recognize and honor the holiness of each earthly being and the communion among all things, so that our ways of living and loving may lead to the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life for all creation. For yours is the power and the glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God who blesses creation with times and seasons bless us with reverence and love for all people and all earthkind. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.